This past week, auditions were held for a part in the recently revived musical Annie. A crowd gathered at New York's Madison Square Garden to vie for a small walk-on role, The Stray Dog. NPR's Diantha Parker sent this audio postcard.
Many more humans than dogs are milling in the lobby here, where a giant cardboard bone that reads Annie confirms we're in the right place, as does the fact that everyone holding the leash wants some press. Beth Knutson has brought Riff, a dishwater blonde terrier.
She's done a film for Doga, which is dog yoga, and she's also modeled for a cashmere clothing line for dogs.
Knutson has three dogs and three cats in showbiz. But today, she and other owners are headed for disappointment. This audition is only open to dogs from shelters because of their kinship with Annie the orphan. And just to be clear, they are not up for the leading dog role of Sandy, Annie's famous sidekick. Dog trainer and cast member Brian Hoffman explains.
There's a dog catcher, and he says something like, "Hey, I nabbed this mutt over by 14th Street." And the dog comes out in the dog cart. Everyone in the audience goes, "Aww." The dog catcher's cart goes off stage, and then 3 seconds later, Sandy comes on.
In other words, this dog isn't wily enough to escape the dog catcher. Hoffman says it needs to be really mellow for the gig.
It's a backstage environment, so we've got set pieces flying, we've got children running off stage, running on stage, people changing costumes.
MC Jane Hoffman coaxes the auditioning dogs onto a little platform.
This is Brownie. Brownie is, as you can tell, a beagle.
Into the dog catcher cage.
Oh, and we're eating while we're moving.
And poses them with a beaming Marissa O'Donnell, who plays Annie, suited up in the character's curly red wig, red dress, and Mary Jane's. Here's where several dogs suddenly ham it up, usually by licking her face.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. See that? The star power, it brings it out in him.
Finally, Annie and the trainers make their decision.
I think we're going to go with our walk-on role with Whiskey.
Photographers descend on the new star, a blonde and white Cocker Spaniel from the Humane Society of New York.
Mr. Whiskey.
The trainers say Whiskey's calm, just like they wanted, and his coat will show up nicely on a dark stage. They were tempted by a white puppy with a black ear, named Artichoke. But here, Whiskey's advanced age of 10 was the clincher. He won't double in size by opening night, 2 months away. Diantha Parker, NPR News, New York.